Look outside. See any birds? If you do, there's a good chance you're looking at a house sparrow. You can find house sparrows, also called English sparrows, in most places there are homes or other buildings. Along with the European starling and the rock pigeon, also introduced species, house sparrows are some of our listening area's most common birds, particularly in more urban and agricultural settings. Their constant presence outside our doors makes them easy to overlook, but their cheery and sociable nature make them a fun bird to watch. The house sparrow, which is a songbird native to England, was introduced into Brooklyn, New York in 1851. Nicholas Pike, then director of the Brooklyn Institute, released just 100 birds to control caterpillars in Central Park. Over the next few decades, though, they spread towards the Rocky Mountains. Two more introductions occurred in San Francisco and Salt Lake City in the 1870s, which aided the bird's prolific spread throughout the West. A century and a half later, an estimated 150 million house sparrows thrive across all of North America, except Alaska and far northern Canada. House sparrows do well in both large cities and remote agricultural outposts, just so long as there is some trace of human influence. Unlike most other species, they can survive on city sidewalks or in farmlands, but avoid extensive woodlands and native grasslands without human development. These small, mostly gray and brown birds hop rather than walk on the ground. They eat mostly grains and seeds, as well as livestock feed and discarded food. If you've ever accidentally dropped a crumb from your lunch at the Maryland Zoo, it was likely a flock of stocky house sparrows that immediately took note, flew in, and squabbled over it. House sparrows in flocks have a pecking order much the way chickens in a farmyard do. You can decipher the standing by paying attention to the black throats of the male birds. Males with larger patches of black tend to be older and dominant over the males with less black. By wearing this information on their feathers, sparrows can avoid fights and save energy. Indicating dominance this way is an important adaptation, since house sparrows live in close quarters. House sparrows avoid predators, like eastern screech owls, by foraging in small flocks so there are many eyes watching out for potential predators. Other predators you're likely to see are our domesticated dogs and cats, as well as raccoons and snakes. In summer, house sparrows eat insects and feed them to their nestlings. They'll catch insects in the air by pouncing on them or by following behind lawnmowers or visiting streetlights at dusk. Also in the summer, you'll likely see house sparrows taking dust baths. They'll throw soil and dirt over their feathers, just as if they were bathing with water. In doing so, sparrows may make small depressions in the ground and sometimes defend this spot against other sparrows. And they are aggressive defenders. House sparrows are fierce competitors for space, food, and prime nesting locations near man-made structures like the eaves of buildings and nest boxes. They've been known to steal food from much larger American robins and forcibly evict adult bluebirds and their eggs from nest boxes. House sparrows' overwhelming abundance can also displace some native cavity nesting species like purple martins. For this reason, many people resent house sparrows and regard them as undesirables in their yards and at their feeders. But house sparrows, with their capacity to live so intimately with humans, are just beneficiaries of our own centuries of industrialized success. They flourish because we do. To learn more about house sparrows and other birds, check out the Cornell Lab of Ornithology website, allaboutbirds.org. Or visit the Irvine Nature Center online at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.